Greetings, my brothers and sisters, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. I count it a great blessing and a privilege to be with you once more on this daily devotion. This is Brother Tim McKay from the U.S., looking forward to what the Lord would have for us in the coming days. I have enjoyed what I've heard last week on our brother about the power from on high. This week, we would like to start in Psalms 78, and we'll read verses 1 and 2. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. We're going to title this, we'll just title it Parables. If you turn with me into Matthew chapter 13, in verse 3, it says this, And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. Then if you drop down to verse 9, it says, Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Then if you drop down to verse 34, all these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Jesus is referring back to where we started in Psalm 78, verse 2. What is a parable? A parable is a short story, an illustration that the Lord would use, that the natural illustration would be easy for the people at that time and at that place to understand. He would deal with things in their realm of understanding for their day and hour. What is a dark saying of old? The things that are kept secret from the foundation of the world. It is things that God has ordained at a certain period of time or point in time that he would shine the light upon. When God shines a light upon it, it becomes very simple to the people that have the ability to hear and to see what God is speaking at that point in time. Paul refers to these truths as mysteries foreordained from the foundation of the world. The question we can ask is this, is how do we receive this understanding? And the scripture declares this, it is given unto us. And it is important that we always remember that what we have didn't come from some great understanding that we have or intelligence or great study, but the things that we have received, they were given unto us by the Lord. It is when the Lord would shine the light upon a scripture that he brings understanding into our heart. And many times the things that he allows us to see, once we see it, it becomes very simple to us. But to others, those that without that understanding, these things remain mysterious and seems to be the deep things of God. There is a scripture we want to look at, a parable that Jesus told about in Luke chapter 18. And we will start with verse 10. It says, two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. When we look at this, excuse me. When we look at this parable through our view of the Pharisees, we get a much different picture than the people at that time, because their understanding was different than ours. When we look at Pharisees, often we think about the many times that Jesus would rebuke the religious leaders among the Pharisees, and I speak about them and the hypocrisy that they presented before the people. But when we read Acts chapter 15 and verse 5, we see something different. It says, "But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed." Now, we're not looking so much about what they were going to say in Acts chapter 15, but at this point, there were many of the Pharisees that believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and later would become Christians. I read this this information about the Pharisees and how they were viewed in the first century in Judea. It said the Pharisees were wildly viewed as pious, devout, and respected community leaders. Their high public standings came from a strict commitment to the Torah, meticulous observance of religious traditions, and a reputation for being morally upright. People admired them as expert teachers and interpreters of the law of Moses. They made intense efforts to remain separate from ritual impurity and live disciplined lives. Unlike the rival Sadducees, they understood important doctrines like the future resurrection of the dead. The publicans, on the other hand, they were despised. They were considered traitors. The other Jewish people viewed the publicans as not only traitors or as traitors because they worked with the pagan Roman government. They were outcast in society, and people grouped them with other kinds of sin, such as being a thief or a prostitute. They were banned from testifying in Jewish courts and rejected by local religious groups. When Jesus tells this parable, the view of the people there of what was taking place is a picture of a Pharisee and a publican is a righteous man and a sinner, because they looked at these as a committed believer and an unbeliever. The Bible says the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. When we read that in another translation, it says it this way: the Pharisee stood by himself and prayed. When we read it in that manner, we don't see somebody standing up boasting about who he is and everything, but it's actually a man that had kind of moved away from the other people, and he's praying unto God, and he starts out with this, I thank thee. And then he goes on to list things that he's very thankful for. I'm thankful that I'm not an extortioner. I'm not unjust. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not a publican. Well, I think this, we would have to all agree that we're very thankful that we're not what we once were. Many times the scripture talks about us as believers that at one time we were these things, that we lived our life in darkness and we lived our life in manners that were not pleasing unto God. And I think this, if you once lived in sin and darkness, if I would ask you today, your testimony would be the same as mine. I'm thankful that I'm not what I used to be. And when we look at the people in the world and the way that they're living today, I think we can all agree that we're very thankful that we're not caught up in the excess of this world and the darkness that many people walk in. He says this, you know, I'm thankful that I fast, that I tithe. These are principles in the Christian walk that I truly believe this. They come about through faith, about with God instructing us and giving us understanding that these things would please him. So we do these things because we want to please God, and we thank him for giving us the grace to apply these things into our life. So when we look at how they viewed this man, he's someone that is considered a believer, and he is not giving over to the excess of this world. And I hope that this is our testimony also. If we go back a verse into verse 9, it says something also. It said, he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous. Now, when we look at this, we have to understand the Jews, what Paul says about them, they went about to establish their own righteousness. And when we talk about this, we have to understand the differences in righteousness. There isn't an imputed righteousness, which is the righteousness of Christ. And by faith in Jesus Christ and what he has accomplished, he takes his righteousness and imputes it unto us. If I could ask you the question, are you righteous? If you are a believer and you have accepted what Christ did for you, you can declare, yes, I am righteous. From the moment I believed and received Christ, he would impute his righteousness unto me. But there is also a manifested righteousness, and that is the once we have received the righteousness of Christ, he has given us, as spoken last week, a power from on high, a miraculous power that will transform our life. And now that not only are we declared righteous because of Christ, we now live righteously. And if I would ask you, I hope many within this daily devotion forum, if I asked you, do you live righteously? Your answer would be, yes, I do live righteously. Not that I don't make any mistakes or that I'm perfect, but my life is now being conformed into what I read in the scriptures. I don't live like I once did when I lived in the world. It is the word of God that has been my guide and directed my life. We read in the scriptures, when we read of like John the Baptist's parents, it said they were righteous before God. And I believe it's the same today. There are people that not only have been declared righteous because of Christ, but they have brought their lives into subjection. They have crucified the flesh, and now they are living righteously before God. Amen. It is the ability to manifest holiness in our walk before this world. The Lord has made us holy, set us apart, sanctified us, but now we are able to live a sanctified, holy life in the eyes of the world. This is what it speaks about when it says that we would be the light to the world, that we would be able to show them by the manner of life we live that we are living righteously. In Luke 18 and verse 9, to read the whole verse, it says this: and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. He said this, I thank thee. He appeared to be righteous, but what this really is a masquerade, because there's something wrong within him. When I read this part, he despised others, it allows me to understand it is our attitude towards the unbelievers that manifests really what's in our heart. When he says he despised others, we have to ask this question, if we would be in this condition to despise others, to despise people that don't live like us, to despise people that don't understand what we understand, somehow it seems as if we've forgotten where we came from. Why do I live the way I do? It's because he has shined his light upon the scriptures to give me understanding. Why do I understand the things that I do, have the revelation that I do? It's because he has shined his light upon the word of God for me. He has given me understanding. So the fact that he has given it to me, how would I look down upon the others that have not received what I have received? Like the song says, I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. I had an experience, it's been a few months ago, but I was watching it was a movie, and it was talking about what took place in the Holocaust. And as I was watching this movie, and I was watching how the Jewish soldiers treated the Jewish people, I thought, oh my, how disgusting they were. And then in a moment, it was like I was transported back and I saw myself as I was before I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And what I saw in myself was a great darkness. And I had to stop and I say, Lord, I too was disgusting. took me a long time sitting there thinking upon this before I could actually come forth from this experience. And I tell you, it makes you very, very thankful that I am not, or that we are not, where we once was. I believe the Lord allowed me to do that to remind me. And I think when we look at this parable, what he's reminding us this is we should never despise people because of their lifestyle. We should actually have compassion upon them and to truly be righteous before Christ. And that's his desire for us, is to understand that what we have, we did not earn. It was freely given. We are, as the scripture says, only unprofitable servants. We did what we were asked to do. I think we will stop with this point. It's good to remember where we come from, understand why we have understanding, to understand why we have revelation, to understand why we walked the way we did, and to fully understand these things. What it will not do is produce pride within us, but it will produce a great humility and a thankfulness that when we say, "I thank thee, Lord, that I'm not like the people of this world," it comes from a tremendous gratitude for what he's done for us. I pray that you remember me in prayer this week. We're going to look at some other parables, and we pray that they would be a blessing. May the Lord bless you abundantly this day. I love you. Thankful. May God bless Brother Andrew Peary and all the ones that help him to present this daily devotion before the people. Love you, Andrew. I look forward to seeing you again sometime in the future. God bless you all. Amen.